2237.
The protests continue over so-called health care reform. Have you read any of the 1,000 pages? Boy, I know a lot of people downloading these days, and it's on my computer, and I've been looking through it, and a lot of it is, it doesn't make sense. When I say it doesn't make sense, you have to go back over it and go back over the wording, of course, but that's a lot of times how legislation is laid out. However, there are many things that are cropping up that we're starting to find, and we'll talk about some of the holes and poke through them with you. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the United States. If you are in one little corner of Michigan or you're in Leavenworth, Kansas, maybe by this time next year, you may have some company. The guys from Gitmo, the terror suspects, could be coming your way. After all the dust was kicked up over Leavenworth, now there is the conversation about Michigan. And in fact, tomorrow, Homeland Security and a whole bunch of other people are touring another possible site for Guantanamo, because Guantanamo is supposed to close next January. And if that's happening, then that means, yes, the terror suspects will have to be housed somewhere else. Anybody got any good suggestions? What would you do with the 229 guys? From the worst to the least offensive. And the worst, of course, being Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the supposed mastermind of 9/11. And there are others that are just as bad that would allegedly be directly involved in the killings of so many Americans on that awful day, September 11th. Yeah, 2001, the day that changed all of our lives. So anyway, you got the feds cruising up to Standish, Michigan, looking at whether or not this is the place that they will land. So you got Homeland Security, you got Department of Defense guys, you got the U.S. Marshals Service, the Bureau of Prisons. It's a party. Everybody who's anyone is up there to check out the site. Here's the deal. The prison, which is a maximum security prison, is set for closure. So the mayor of Standish and some others think, well, if we keep the prison open, if the Guantanamo guys land here, we got jobs, because there is 20% unemployment in that area. If the prison closes, 350 jobs gone, off the books, all those people unemployed. So most of the people in the area are a little bit more open-minded. Not everybody, because there have been some people that have been complaining. But because so many are employed by the prison, the wallet, more than the heart, is taking over. And if the terror suspects are going to land somewhere, they hope they land in Standish, Michigan. In Kansas, it's pretty apparent that they want no parts of anybody coming from Cuba that was in that prison. Nothing to do with them, including the mayor. The governor said something about it. Republican Senator Sam Brownback opposes putting the prisoners there. And they're looking at both of the places, have not made a decision on what they're going to do. Because remember, they're looking at installations that might be able to hold courtrooms for these criminal trials and the military commissions as well, because it's going to be split between the two. And Obama, very early, once he took that oath of office, promised, I mean, he was saying this in the campaign trail, promised to close down the Guantanamo Bay detention center by January. So you got to do something with those 229 people. I'll say it again. Hell no, don't put them on our shores. Sorry for the people in Standish, Michigan, but do you really want those people from Guantanamo to be housed in the United States? Now, there might be a little relief. Some of the suspects might be able to go back to countries that weren't going to take them originally. Portugal's going to take a couple of the detainees. And there are a couple of others, you know, the UK has said they might take a few, okay? That's a few of the 229. Yeah. So some decision has to be made and has to be made soon, because before you know it, it's going to be January and that announcement will be made. And, you know, I'm sure plenty of people in America will have something to say about it. And that's where you come in. Do you think no matter where the prison is, I don't care how remote or how much somebody needs a job, is it fair to bring these guys here, to bring these suspects here, try them and move on from that? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know how I feel. I'm just like Robert Mueller, the FBI director. I think that I don't care if that prison stays open and there's prisoners there. Certainly if it was Fort Leavenworth, the possibility of the radicalization of any of the prisoners, even if they're completely on opposite sides, they're shut off, I think it still is just too great, and I hate to see them here anyway, period. End of story. Find some other solution, because that's absolutely not the correct solution for me anyway. In the meantime, I mentioned, of course, healthcare. That's the buzz everywhere you go. It doesn't matter in your own lives. I don't care if you're going to a PTA meeting, if you're going to your kid's soccer game. I bet you it's come up. I bet you the healthcare thing has come up, especially if there's a town hall meeting somewhere near you that's happening in the next week or two, or in some of the areas where we've already seen them happen. But now we got an interesting story that I happened to catch on CNN that I thought right from the get-go I would mention. Check this out. There's a guy who is not afraid to be the whistleblower and has been when it comes to the healthcare industry. And he's talking about some of the things that the healthcare folks are doing, some of the scare tactics that the insurance companies are using. In fact, he's testified about what his company, which was Cigna. Anybody out there holding a Cigna card? He was a former VP at Cigna. He testified about what they do with purging. Yeah, and meaning denying claims. And also this purging thing, I guess, that is pretty rampant, or was pretty rampant in that company. And you want to talk about a dirty trick and manipulation. But I've said this. There are brutal things that are happening in the insurance industry. Absolutely. Not every single company is screwing with the people who are insured by them. Some of you have good health care. I have good health care. And you may have the same company as me, and you might not feel like you're getting the right kind of coverage. I feel like I'm getting good health care. Do I think that we need some kind of reform? Oh, absolutely. But I think when it comes on the cost end, that's what's missed in this whole thing. I keep saying this, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I've poured through, I'm up to about 500 pages now, I've poured through this bill that came out of the committee in the House. I haven't seen anything really about cost. I haven't seen anything specific about cost-cutting measures. What they're talking about, that is, you won't have to pay as much money, that your premiums are not going to go sky high and you're going to have this fabulous health care, but it's really not spelled out. So if they're going back to committee, by God, this is the one thing they have to do. They're selling it to us that this is cost-cutting, and I just don't see it. 800-259-5791. We got the dungeon. Oh, yeah. We're throwing somebody in the dungeon next, and they're not from Gitmo on America Tonight.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.12, $487.56 for the half ounce, or $243.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $975.12, $487.56, and $243.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-6- 686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
United States, hey, a decision has to be made within the next 5 months. Is it going to be Michigan? Is it going to be Kansas? I don't care if people need those jobs in Michigan. There's got to be a better way than having the jobs hinge on the terror suspects coming to the United States and setting up these trials and military tribunals in that prison. But I have a feeling if it can house what they want, in other words, the Defense Department and the Bureau of Prisons and Homeland Security, they may go with Michigan, especially because of the backlash in Kansas. I still think you'll have a backlash in Michigan, but it won't be as big as it is when it comes to Fort Leavenworth. Hey, hey, I hope you're having a great day out there. And voicing your opinions on healthcare or anything else, you could do that here on ATN. By jingling this number, 800-259-5791, we have a dungeon moment coming up. You're going to love this one. Plus, coming up, Lockerbie, Scotland. Remember that horrible, horrible assault on so many Americans that were, in the plane, 270 to be exact. Yeah, most of them were from the United States, all killed. Lockerbie, Scotland. The guy responsible for it, a guy named Al Magari, could be released because he's got cancer. He's got prostate cancer, and they're talking about possibly releasing him. Man, if I lost anyone in that flight, I would be raising holy hell and then some. Because he was too bad he's got cancer. So sorry. And he's just 56 years old. Well, what if fatal? Sometimes they say it's fatal, and then people survive it. So I don't care. You got to keep him locked up for what he did to those people. Do you remember seeing the wreckage of that plane? Oh, Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, we could get rid of that prostate cancer real well, real easy. It's called a Remington 12 gauge at the rear. But I want to talk about something else real quick. But I want to tell you, look, if I'm called this, and everybody else that disagrees with Obama's called this. By God, you're not above the rest of us. You're racist. You're prejudiced. It's ridiculous. It's nobody wants to give them a chance. It's just, I can't believe you're that way, Kate. It just blows me away. If I've got to be called a racist and everybody else that speaks their mind has to be called a racist, you might as well be right in there with us.
Thanks.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Now you say socialist, they're saying that's like saying the N-word. They're just replacing the N-word with socialist so it don't sound so bad. What a joke.
That's a joke, and that's wrong, because that has nothing to do with it whatsoever, but it's an easy thing to throw up as a veil.
That's right. Martin Luther King said, not a white America, not a black America, but one America. So.
That's right.
Everybody needs to remember that. I was going to call you last night. I got home, and I my wife DVRs this conservative talk show on Fox, and I was watching it last night. He had some pretty good people on his panel, and then at the end, they were in the San Fernando Valley. Have you heard about this?
I did see it. I saw the show you're talking about, and you're talking about the bit with Paul Rodriguez. You're talking about the Hannity show.
Yes, and for two-inch minnows, it's an endangered species list. They have cut off water to over a 500,000 acres. Now, as I said before, I was in trucking for a long time with my own, and it was kind of a family business. The San Fernando Valley is the richest soil in the world. That is no exaggeration. And to cut off water to that farmland, oh my God! What did they say? Raised in the county, and that county raised the unemployment to over 40%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it was for those minnows. It was because you had I call them eco terrorists, and certainly not
exactly.
Not all people that are concerned about the environment go like that far. But that's ridiculous. So they have to cut off all the water. They kill all the crops. The people are out of work. It's killing the areas around it, and it's a sad state of affairs. And Rodriguez was hot under the collar. You saw that interview. It was great. And they had talked to them back in May, and here we are in August. It's ridiculous.
Right. And his mom, I guess, owns an almond farm there.
Yes.
And she, you know, it's firewood now. Her almond trees are firewood. They've been out and people not working. Now, we're constantly talking about unemployment rates and how the stimulus package is doing something. What the hell did the stimulus package do for them farmers?
Nothing.
And their workers, their employees. And I mean, and the food bank is booming out there. And that's just, you even heard Rodriguez say last night he voted for Obama, but no more Obama for him. You know, I mean, he's not doing nothing. He hasn't. I think that's sad when you take American people and you'll starve them and put them out of jobs over a 2-inch minnow. There's got to be another way to do it. I mean, if you want to grab all the minnows up, put them in a farm, raise them, that's one thing. Let these people work. Let these people feed their families. Instead, we're starving children and taking away from families for an animal. Well, not even an animal. It's a fish. It's a bait fish. The same thing. If I caught it, I'd use it to go catch some bluegill with or some catfish.
Yeah, hey, when I was a little kid, we'd go to the Poconos, and we used minnows. They sold minnows on the side of the street. That's what you use as bait.
Still do, and still use them.
Ridiculous.
And so, I mean, I watched it last night, you know, and my wife watched it again this morning, and my wife said, you know, she said, this is a sad, sad country when we tell somebody they can't work in 500,000 acres. And where are we going to get the fruit from? The vegetables that come out of 500,000 acres of Watsonville, Castroville, Salinas, all around that area, Modesto. I mean, where are we going to get it from now? Are we going to get it from China?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's some beautiful country up there, and they're right. He's right. There's strawberries that come out of there, too. There's other things. There's other vegetables and things that come out.
Acorns, garlic
onions,
is up in there.
Yeah.
Gilroy.
Garlic,
is garlic capital of the world. And, I mean, just all your fruits and vegetables, and your main fruits and vegetables, lettuce comes out of there, like Kirby's carrots, your baby peel carrots. I mean, all of them come out of that area. And I just think it's a terrible, and last night was the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah, same thing with me. And I know people there. I used to live kind of in that area, so I was stunned by that, Stu. I had no clue that was going on.
And you're absolutely right. That is the most beautiful part of California, in my opinion, the most beautiful part of California.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's perfect weather. It's just a beautiful area. And you know, I mean, this is Nancy Pelosi's district. Nancy Pelosi. Let me get that straight. This is Nancy Pelosi's district in that area. What? And, you know, this is a woman who's talking about swastikas and not American, but yet she's letting Americans go without jobs and starve right there in her home district instead of getting... Take, I mean, she can fly from D.C. to California to San Francisco. She can sure as hell get in a car or a limousine or fly down to the to Fresno County and check this out.
I agree.
That's our politicians, man. If they can let people starve and do without jobs and are constantly talking, it's just, you know, I don't know. I guess, you know, maybe they didn't have the swastikas down there and it didn't attract her or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because the focus is health care, so everything else gets dumped. They have to try to get the health care agenda through, so the focus is forget about immigration problems, that's tabled, forget about the minnow problem in her own backyard because all these people are out of work, but forget about that because the most important thing is the health care thing, and that's exactly what's happened. The full-on focus is getting that rammed through when they come back in the fall.
Exactly, so... You know, I wanted to bring that up because that was something I haven't heard before last night, and it's a shame it's been 3 months before you heard anything about it. And you know, I mean, well, the farmers are what makes it. God bless John Mellencamp. I think he was one of the best of the singers there is. Got some of the greatest music. But, you know, boy, he sure is a big Democrat. Why ain't he out there fighting for the farmers out in California?
Yeah, I agree, because they're having a rough time of it. They're getting the cold shoulder, and it's costing. It's going to cost us, too, because ultimately what happens is when you go to your grocery store and you start getting that produce, you know, it's not all coming from Florida and other places. A lot of it comes from California, especially from that Central Coast area that Stu was talking about. So you're going to pay more for produce.
A majority of our produce, I mean, Florida gives a lot of produce out, but Florida anymore is such a touch and go with any little thing can happen.
Right.
And Florida's selling out. I mean, you go to, like, Delray Beach and areas like that that used to be nothing but farms. They're selling out like crazy developers because they can make more money by selling developer than they can to farming it now.
And that's what they've done.
And that Central Coast, California, like I said, that's the garlic capital of the world and everything, so... Thanks, Kate, and I appreciate it. Let's quit the racism, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
See you, Kate. Bye.
All right. Drive safely, buddy. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in on anything. Promise, we got the dungeon. It's open. We're using it next. You might not be too surprised at the candidate. That's a hint that we're going to shove inside.
Like discipline.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You just knew it had to be true. John Edwards, with his holier-than-thou attitude in running for president of the United States on the Democratic side of the aisle. Of course, story breaks about the affair he was having with Ryle Hunter, and then she has a baby daughter who's 18 months old. Do you think John Edwards is the father? I'll tell you who I feel sorry for this whole thing is Elizabeth Edwards, because whether you're a staunch conservative or Democrat or independent or whatever you are, whatever you, however you've lived your life or voted or any of that kind of stuff, politics aside, I think people really embraced Mrs. Edwards because of the horrible cancer that ravaged her body and what she was doing on the campaign trail. Sadly, her husband was doing something else. And we have the latest here on America Tonight. So they had the secret DNA test. Remember, there was all the hubbub. Everybody kept screaming about DNA. Apparently, there is a secret DNA test that does prove that Edwards is the father of the baby Francis that was born from an affair with a campaign aide. She was the one who was doing the video on Edwards. Now, of course, the National Enquirer got the scoop. Remember, they broke the story first and everybody laughed. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's exaggeration, innuendo, all this other sort of stuff. And they were right. They were dead on. They were the ones who had the scoop. She was the videographer. And now this love child is apparently, according to them, and boy, the child really looks like John Edwards, is definitely his. She agreed to testify. Remember, this happened last week, because we mentioned it on the air, to a federal grand jury. They're looking into whether Edwards used money to pay her off, so-called hush money, gave it to her, and another aide who claimed paternity in the Edwards, you know, story here. So she was in North Carolina. She was in that courthouse. She was there for 9 hours. Remember, we said that. You don't go into a courtroom for 9 hours. I don't care if they're lollygagging around or what. Okay, so you have to change the baby's diapers twice. I mean, no. 9 hours, they were definitely grilling her upwards and backwards in every possible imaginable way, trying to figure out what really happened there. Because if you remember, Edwards denied last summer that he was the father of that child. And he said, I welcome the paternity tests. And even when Elizabeth Edwards was promoting her book, she said she didn't know if her husband was the father. But, of course, she should say that. You could tell she's hacked off beyond belief and wants nothing to do with any conversation about this other woman. Now, there was also an aide, Andrew Young, who was in the courthouse as well. And he was talking about the fact that he was the child's father. Because at the same time, Hunter said around the same time that Young was the father and the birth certificate doesn't list a father's name. So this is what the deal is. The aide took the bullet for John Edwards, right? Did we all not know this? He admitted to the affair, of course, once he was pressed to the end and had to, and said that it ended in 2006. But at issue here is this money. Money that people pay for political action committees. You know, so you send in your money, send in your couple dollar bills because you believe in John Edwards. Oh, you believe in the man. You believe in the message. You're $10. You're $100. And you know where some of that money went? Probably to pay for the video from this woman's video production firm, to pay for the $100,000. Then another $14,000 afterwards. Oh, how they fall. He was a senator from 98 until the VP bid in 2004, and then went on for a run as president, as you know, last year, which is when he stepped out of the race and all that stuff happened. So grand juries are secret. That's the whole idea. And will they come up with anything? You know, who knows? And nobody's saying anything out of Raleigh. There's been conversation in the local news talk station there, WPTF, but nothing's been spoken about, confirmed as to whether or not what they're going to do with an investigation or any of that other sort of stuff. But I'll tell you, man, if it has anything to do with looks, you look at the photograph of that child and it's definitely a John Edwards baby. I don't see how it couldn't be. So the secret DNA test, what does that ultimately prove? Well, whether or not he's the father, the paternity test. So for that very reason, and I think because he was trying to take the legs out of so many other people when he was on the trail and he was campaigning and he was smashing the current administration, and he was somebody who went after even Clinton, if you remember, for the whole impeachment thing. And then, you know, look what happens with John Edwards while his wife has cancer. So we're going to put John Edwards in the dungeon. Can we open the door, please?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I don't care what someone does in their personal life, but when you're running and you're playing the family card and then you're attacking other guys and talking about their affairs or what they've done and all this other sort of stuff, and you're going through their garbage, then you get caught. Give me a break. I can't stand a hypocrite. So really, it's because he's a hypocrite that he goes in, and because if they can tie the money, it means all those people that sent in those dollar bills to John Edwards, that's where your money was going. So please, hypocrite. Bill is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. You have the honors. Hey, Bill. Nope, let's move on from Bill, who loses his place in line, to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Perfect place for those prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. Chris Matthews' house, also known as the Dribbler, for getting on that guy with his gun at that little meeting up there. I just picked up the Firearms and Weapons Law Book of New York State, and they show four names in there of applicants who got approved to carry weapons. The first one is Eleanor Roosevelt. The second one is Sammy Davis Jr. The third one is Edward Morrow. Okay? And the fourth one, which is kind of funny, is Walter Winchell. He got attacked twice by unknown assailants, which could have been Eleanor and Sammy. I don't know.
I remember that story on Winchell and problems he had, yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to send them a bib. I guess, you know, that one, you know, everybody send Chris Matthews a bid because he's too much.
Well, he was pretty brutal on
on
that guy with the gun in New Hampshire.
Yep.
I agree. I'm glad you told us about that book and who are the first people in New York.
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt. Check her out.
Yeah, how about that? Crazy.
All right, kiddo.
All right, good deal. The dribbler. All right. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your two cents about some of the things that we've been talking about, including the Guantanamo, that's what I brought up at the top of the show, because that fires me up. It still does. I can't help it. I've said this before, but if you never listened to me, I was in New York when that happened. I was doing a radio show on a station called WFAN, and there was nothing so powerful or overwhelming or just emotional for everybody in that city than to listen to the firemen and to listen to the people that were day after day trying to help the people down at Ground Zero. Days afterwards, I mean, we did show upon show where it was a sports station. We blew off sports, of course, and that's all we talked about. And it was just gut-wrenching to see those flyers up all over the city of missing people. You know, not to keep reliving this on the air, but when I hear anything connected to 9/11, and especially what's happening with Gitmo, oh, close it down. Oh, it's so inhumane. Close it down. Bring them to the United States, please. Let's go to another Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. All right. We missed him, too. All right. Call back because the phone lines are jamming up and people are slipping off. So if somebody slips off, that means you get a chance to take their place in line, whether it's Bill in Kentucky or William in Kentucky or whoever. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And so just to rehash this, it's either Michigan or Leavenworth. Michigan gets the look over tomorrow as to whether or not that's going to be the actual place that the Guantanamo prisoners could be housed, or Kansas, because I can't say Kansas is totally off the board. But I think of the two, if Michigan fits, and because of the job situation, they'll go with Michigan. But, hey, you know, maybe not. Coming up on America Tonight, I'll tell you what, I heard a 911 call today. You know, now you hear these 911 calls about different things, and what can you learn from the 911 call? Well, the response, what the person's said, what's happened. And this might be, in fact, I'm going to say it's one of the most chilling 911 calls I have ever heard since they started releasing them. I've never heard anything like this. The tone in the voice and also what the caller is saying. And I wonder, to work in one of those places where you're getting the calls and having to ask the questions, and how many people call and you think, oh, that's just a nutball, or, you know, that can't be happening, or whatever the person is thinking when they get the call, because obviously that's the idea. You're trying to figure out the situation and dispatch the police or whoever out to the scene to help whoever it is. But wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear it. It's coming up next on America Tonight. We'll do that and your calls plus emails.
Villains, I say to you now, knock off all that evil!
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Separated.
One of the worst 911 calls I've ever heard. So I wanted all of you to get a chance to listen to it and listen to what the operator's saying back. And really, if I'll be honest, if I were the person on the other side of this and I heard this, I'd think, ah, you know, come on, you joker. Let's just nail this guy for making a false call to 911. It just seems unbelievable, but it is not. It really, really happened. It happened in Columbus, Ohio. So without further ado, here on ATN, the latest and probably the worst 911 call I have ever heard.
Hey, Columbus. I set two houses on fire tonight and shot my girlfriend in the back of the head. But I know the police fire are already on scene there. And my house also, I put a bunch of explosives and stuff on the stove and set it on fire, so.
You set your own house on fire?
Yeah, her body's there.
At your house?
Yeah.
And you, but you did this somewhere else?
Well, no, her body's there, and I burned my house, and I went to her house and torched it, so.
Yeah, so this nutball did do that. He killed this woman. Then he, as he was describing there, set the houses on fire. Hear how he said it? And then he was found further away in the woods where there was firearms in his car and all that other sort of stuff, and he killed himself. So this was a real call. They responded, they being the fire department responded, the cops responded, and the houses were on fire. And this happened in Columbus, Ohio, and they have not released the guy's name or the woman's name yet. I'm sure they're going to do that once they notify the families, especially of the woman. And the police did say, like we always talk about here on America Tonight, they did say it was domestic violence calls had happened there before. They had gone several times to the house for various reasons. So I guess it just escalated to the point where he just just completely lost his mind, and then calmly, that's why I said so chilling, just calmly makes that call. Okay, yeah, 911, I killed my girlfriend, set some houses on fire, including my own, and, you know, that's the call. So the teams go out there, and sure enough, that's exactly what they find, but then the idea was find him, and he's already killed himself, and, man, that's a sad, sad situation. Sad for that suburb, too, because I happened to see the video of the spot, and it's one of those suburbs, probably a lot of you live in suburbs like this, where, you know, you're not have big chunks of land. It's a pretty suburb where you had houses that were pretty close together. So he could have torched more than that. I mean, the two houses go up, and it could have led to an even bigger disaster for people in that neighborhood, dealing with the trucks coming in, and who knows, the trees catch on fire and some of those roofs start to go, and then you've got a whole block up at like cinder. But luckily that wasn't the case, but still tragic enough. Speaking of 911, I said this on the air the other day, but I don't know that I gave you some of the details of it. I found out some more about it, but in Iowa they're doing this test where you can actually text in to 911. So instead of the calls, you can go, you know, get a dispatcher through texting. They spent like $400,000 for the phone and the computer that they need to be able to do that. And it's the first place in the United States. The idea originally, the concept came up not because, oh, geez, so many younger people text and how easy would that be to do, but the idea came up because of the hearing impaired. So people that are hearing impaired, that's how they would be able to get to 911. And then, of course, the added benefit is, and I thought, at first I thought, oh, wow, texts, and how are you determining the texts and tracing that, and, you know, would you get a whole bunch of phony ones, too? Same thing like the crank calls. But, I mean, that's what you have to deal with 911. But it's actually, I think, a very good idea because how many times does somebody call somebody in a 911 situation where they're in the house with a robbery in progress, or somebody has broken in, or something's happened, something's going on right then? You're crouched in a convenience store and somebody's there with a gun and you're dialing 911. Maybe the silence, if you're in a closet somewhere under a bed. Remember the people in Mumbai who are calling television stations and other people? The texting thing would work if you're in any kind of a threatening deal. Like I said, whether it's an intruder, a kidnapping, I mean, you know, whatever. Whatever's going on, because then there's no voice. So there would always be that danger of you being on the phone and trying to make the call and, you know, somebody, God forbid, has broken in. So I like the idea. Do we have some applause? I think it's a great idea. Thumbs up for whoever came up with it. I mean, $400,000 isn't cheap. You know, almost $500,000. But this could be the way of the future. You may see this. Now, where they're doing it in Iowa, they haven't gotten a lot of calls. So, you know, the whole idea is they're going to have to vet it out a little bit and see how it works and work out the kinks. But I think it's a good idea. There was a guy I worked with who actually carried a concealed weapon, but his house was broken into while he was there. There were two people that came in, and he's kind of a macho guy, so I wouldn't have been surprised if he tried to even tackle him, but he didn't do that. And he wasn't near his gun, and he called 911, and it worked out fine for him. And he was actually in a kind of a small house, I'm surprised. But this would be one of those perfect cases where, how does this happen to you? Somebody is staking out your neighborhood, and you're normally not there at the house, but you happen to be in the house that day, and they break in then, and so it's unfortunate for you. The timing's bad, but if you could do that thing where you text, it might be a little bit better, because there's no voices for them to try to track you, you know, somewhere, wherever it is, whether, you know, whatever other room you're in. And I'm sure most of us, depends on the kind of house you live in, unless you're living in one of those mega mansions, probably your voice would carry wherever it is through the walls, and it'd be pretty tough to have kind of a muffled voice and not have the people that are there actually hear that you're making the call. You know, it's like when you see those Brinks commercials and they get on the phone, tell me that where the intruder is, ma'am. What part of the house is in? I'm thinking, you know, I know this is a commercial, but if I'm like on the treadmill and that happens, I am spooked beyond belief. I mean, I am spooked beyond belief. All right, 800-259-5791. We might be able to slip in a quick one. Donovan, do we have somebody trying to call through? All right, poor Mark. He tried to get through a couple of different times. Boy, if this was one of those 911 calls, you never get through. Have no fear. We're here in the Big Bad Studios, and we'll take the calls. That's all right. Or you can flip us an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In fact, I've got a couple of quick ones. I'm going to reel them off from this hour alone. I talked about John Edwards. I talked about Guantanamo and the possibility of either Michigan or Kansas. And the reason I brought that up again is because Michigan is being toured, the facility there, the maximum security place, is being toured tomorrow. So there'll be conversation, and there's less than 6 months before this thing's supposed to be closed. So a decision has to be made, because if they are coming to the United States, then the transportation has to be arranged, the facility has to be set up, and it's not a lot of time to do that. So in the next couple of weeks, I can imagine something's gonna probably happen there. You get to September and you're really, really up against it if it's supposed to be closed in January. And I guarantee that's a campaign promise that Obama does not want to go back on for the people who voted him in, because that was a heavy, heavy push. Remember, Carter thought it was a bad spot. Clinton thought it was a bad spot, and we looked terrible, and the rest of the world hated us for Guantanamo. So that would be another broken promise if that doesn't happen in January. So tomorrow is a pretty big day as far as the tour of prisons go. Wow, what a mistake, what a mistake, what a mistake that is, my friends.
I don't know the meaning of the word surrender.
I mean, I know it. I'm not dumb, just not in this context.